Little seasonal question here. Who is more miserable than someone selling sunblock in Minnesota in February, right? Sandals in January. The snow shoveler in Duluth in March or May. If you hail from the land of 10,000 frozen lakes, you may talk a lot about how it will hit 23 below zero in International Falls today, or 15 below in the Twin Cities, or 8 below in Winona. But would you want someone to actually measure that misery, add it all up, average it into some kind of handy index? This is the job, though, of Pete Boulay, assistant state climatologist at the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, who compiles the annual Winter Misery Index. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Glad to be here.
And how are we doing? He sounds like he has a smile on his face. Pete, are you smiling?
Well, I am a climatologist, so, you know, if I was in Hawaii, weather is pretty boring there, so we need to be where there is interesting weather, and Minnesota is one of those places.
So is there an equation for precisely determining the misery index in Minnesota? And is there a big, like, coefficient C for cold?
No, it's not that complicated. I just assign points for cold and snow, depending on how cold and snowy it is.
And is this year particularly bad?
Yes, we're in the severe category now of winters. Every time it gets below zero, I assign a point. At or below zero gets a point. If you get 1 inch or greater, snow gets a point, and then I get bonus points for extreme cold and extreme snowy. This winter, we've had both, and we're really getting up some pretty high points on the scale so far.
How would you gauge a winter, say, in the Northeast, where it goes from 53 degrees to 20 below in the matter of days, and you get tons of snow, and then it all becomes slush, and then it gets frozen into a sheet of ice? You got different point scores for those experiences.
Yeah, that gets a little more trickier. It's hard to quantify freezing rain events and you know, that kind of impact. I try to get a little handle on that. For a real misery winter is one that has persistence, and for that I have a point system for 12 inches of snow on the ground or more. Every day that happens, you get a point. So far this winter here in the Twin Cities, we've had 34 days of at least a foot of snow on the ground or more, and around here, the issue becomes where to put all that snow.
And what's the point score literally right now for this winter on the misery index? Where does it stand?
Well, for the Twin Cities, we're at 177 points so far. The record's 305, so we have a ways to go to break a record.
Now, do your neighbors ever come up to you and say, Pete, no, it's way over 300. I'm feeling it's way over there. You got it all wrong.
Yeah, I think... Absolutely. You know, it's especially driving around town here right now is definitely a challenge. You know, the ice fused to the streets around here. So many people are slipping and sliding around. So the highways are better, but the side streets are still pretty rough.
Now, do you do this because the Department of Natural Resources needs this data to assess something about its budget or its services? Or is this something you're doing to basically showcase the work of your office?
Well, it's, you know, it's something I've always wondered as a kid. A local newspaper around here had something called Pain in the Posterior Index, and it was done by a reporter there, and then he retired, and they did it for a few years after that. But it's something I've always been interested in, is, you know, are the winters when you were young worse than they are now? And this is kind of indexed more or less for fun, come up with trying to get a handle on how severe a winter is, how much misery you feel during a winter.
Well, I suspect the Midwestern climate inspired you to be a climatologist, but this misery index was inspired by the Pain in the Posterior Index from days of yore, right?
That's right. That's right.
A bit of his role. Pete, you keep up the good work as well. Keep chronicling that misery, and maybe we can figure out a way to nationalize it, don't you think? Pete, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Pete Boulay is assistant state climatologist at the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. He compiles the annual Winter Misery Index for Minnesota.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.